It's time for First Thoughts. Best 5 minutes of the day. Doc Cans is in Eau Claire. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how did the shoveling and
go ahead.
How did the shoveling and snowblowing go?
Wonderful. I got home and Heather had already done it.
That's nice.
It was really nice.
No, my wife had snowblowed, but she'd done it a little early, but there was like an inch, you know, 1 to 2 inches still, so that wasn't bad.
Yeah. That's wonderful. Yeah. No, I came in the house last night or yesterday when I got home from work and I said, "You will not believe this." I said, "Somebody wonderfully decided to shovel and snowblow," and so I didn't have to do it. And she said, "You're welcome." And it was really neat to come home and see that.
We should also give you props because our good friend Pastor Perry Polnazic from Chippewa twice within the last month, and it's not even Valentine's yet. His wife has posted a picture of, anywhere from half a dozen to a dozen roses, and she's talked about it. And so then you matched with apparently a dozen roses for Heather, huh?
Yeah, well, I should clarify. I don't know if they were specifically for Heather, but I did bring home a dozen roses. I, you know, my word for 2021 is beauty, and so I'm always looking for ways that I can add a little bit of spark of beauty to the house, and that was an utterly beautiful set of roses. There were a dozen kind of salmon-colored roses that I brought home, so she was very appreciative that I had done so.
If you bring home a dozen roses, you can claim they're for Heather. I mean, I can't imagine.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, let's say they're for Heather.
I think they were. Boy, you know, the last couple days here at WWIB, let's peel back the curtain. Because Caleb was on a Whole30 kind of cleansing to start the year in his household. Apparently his wife celebrating the fact they were off, and apparently congratulations to him on losing the weight he did. But the fact is that, wonderful oatmeal raisin cookies, which we're saving you some, and then also, some pumpkin cookies with frosting on top. I had one of the, and then Paul Anthony brings in these donuts with, a cinnamon roll, cream cheese frosting, and I'm like, and I had one of those yesterday and another one today, as well as one of the cookies. And I'm like, so you're on the whole keto diet. I mean, how did that whole, because you liked sugar a little bit back in the day.
Oh, my gosh. More than a little bit. Yeah. I've been known to sit in my office at work and eat 2 family-sized bags of M&Ms in a day. So it was more than just a little bit of a like. I think it was an addiction. So.
Well, I hear you. And how did you embrace the? I mean, I feel like I was thinking about, and it's, whether it's integrity or not. That whole line about integrity is who you are in private. Well, I saw the donut, and within 5 seconds this morning, I'm like, well, Lord, they left me that one. So I mean, it's just like, and again, I admire the keto diet, but my wife just kind of laughs at me the degree to which I just kind of cave, you know?
Yeah. No, for me, when I started it, which I think is 5 years ago now, I very much had to make the decision that certain things were just simply off the table. It's more of an abstinence issue, I think, for me at this point. And I think that it's helped. I don't use artificial sweeteners, frankly, because I don't want to open that door. And I know there are other people who are successful with adding a little bit of that stuff in, and I just haven't been. I had met with a nutritionist once who had told me, you should always leave a little bit of room for those things. And then I met with a counselor who has a background in addiction, and she said, that may not be the best. And really, that's been the advice that's fit better for me was just really closing the door completely to some of those things.
Mm-hmm.
I did eat cake at my daughter's wedding, which was, I think, the only time I've eaten sweets in the last 5 years.
What kind was it?
I think it was chocolate cake.
Uh-huh.
And interestingly, I only ate half a piece.
Wow.
So, I started eating it, and I was like, okay, that's good. I'm done now. And
good. Yeah, that's fantastic. It was a year ago today. Apparently, we had you and your friend Brad Berg on, because I know that because it's his birthday again today. So
it is his birthday again today. I actually was in the process of messaging him when the phone rang. So, I think I got a message from him a few days ago. We're going to try and go snowmobiling again in a few weeks, and hopefully this time I won't break a rib. And So, yeah.
He like you, is a multi-talented guy. He has a lot of interest, doesn't he?
He does have a lot of interest. Mm-hmm. He's much more mechanically inclined than mm-hmm. I am. I'm much more of a word guy, and mm-hmm. he has such a good eye for detail. He has he's really good at spatial sorts of things, and
yeah.
I'm often amazed at the gifts he has in comparison to mine. So
yeah, I'm not a huge mechanical. In fact, my sons had a friend who called last night. Their car couldn't start, so we dashed out to try to jump the battery and talked about maybe we should get our own, kind of car, maybe towing business, the whole thing, just kind of broaden out. We know nothing about it, but whatever,
yeah.
Give it a shot. So
sure. It's always good to do things that you know nothing about.
Good to talk to you. Great weekend, and we'll talk to you post-Super Bowl.
Sounds good.
All right, there we go. Caleb, you ever think that you go, boy, you think you like something or love something, and then somebody else comes along and you go, okay, maybe I don't like it
maybe
that
my,
much.
Maybe my affection is tempered somewhat
yes.
by theirs.
For instance, we both like Quick Trip.
Oh, yeah.
Nice convenience store, Wisconsin-based.
Glazers.
Yeah. And they've got locations in several Midwest states. I thought I liked Quick Trip, but not in comparison to Brent Erdman of New London. Yeah, you see, Brent saw that he had his rewards indicator would indicate how many Quick Trip locations he'd visited.
Sure.
And in 2018, he visited 40-some. In 2019, he visited 90-some. So last year, he decided to go for it, visiting and stopping at 615
I thought you were going to say 100.
Locations. Yeah, 615 out of the 750
wow.
in the Midwest. And he bought a sandwich at each one.
At each one. There you go. I have to say, even though in Iowa, because there's a Quick Trip that's spelled differently, so they're called Quick Star
yeah.
down there. But
yeah.
when I'm in Minnesota, there's Quick Trips. When I'm in Iowa, there's the Quick Stars. And it just feels like a little piece of home because I walk in
yeah.
and it's like, yep, I know the layout. I know what's here.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it very much. Now, we just need them to advertise here in WWIB.
I know.
Then
it would be
then
great.
Then everything would be perfect.
I wouldn't mind if they bought their toner from me. But anyhow, yeah, they've got so many locations, even in the Chippewa Valley, and it really is something. And he traveled around 50,000 miles on his journey last
awesome.
Year visiting Quick Trips.
That was not a quick trip.
No, it wasn't.
We want to help you catch up on all the things you might have missed because you are busy folks, and we know that. So news, sports, politics, pop culture, we want to give you what happened this week, and we bring it to you in condensed form. We call it headlines. Here we go.
Short, sweet, and to the point this morning. Lead headline. Groundhog Day was Tuesday.
Did you hear about Groundhog Day over in Minnesota? If the groundhog comes out of his hole and gets hit by your car, you're going to have 6 weeks of groundhog chili for dinner.
There you go.
Classy. Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow and predicted 6 more weeks of winter.
He then got on a plane to Washington to discuss President Biden's offer to become a scientific advisor on climate change.
Hmm.
A handful of the upcoming Super Bowl commercials have been released online.
Now, if they'll just go ahead and upload a video of the game today, our Sunday can be spent doing our taxes.
Mm-hmm.
The Super Bowl is, in fact, on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my buddy's going to be making his famous NFL chili. He calls it that because about an hour after you eat it, it comes back for an instant replay.
Yikes.
Amazon founder Jeff Bezos is going to step down as CEO.
I heard that. It's so weird. He's still in his prime. February is Heart Month, Canned Food Month, Cherry Month, Snack Food Month, and Sleep Safety Month.
Sleep Safety Month? Is this the group that's encouraging airbags on all mattresses?
Could be.
And finally this morning, the Super Bowl halftime show is said to be longer than usual.
I hear they've nicknamed it 2020.
There you go.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
Repeat after us!
I'm joined right now on the Wake Up Show by the person who loves roller coasters more than anyone else that I know, a buddy of mine from college, Gerhard Mulliken. Good morning, Gerhard. Good to talk to you. Well, he was there a second ago. Hey, you still there?
I'm still here.
There
I'm
you
here.
Are. All right. So, we're talking to you live from, Pennsylvania now, right?
That's right.
All right. So, maybe not quite. Well, I don't know. Did you guys get all the snow that we just got yesterday?
Not yesterday, but a few days ago. We got 13 inches.
Okay, so that's more than we have. So I'm not going to talk about our frigid Wisconsin temperatures because it seems like you're getting plenty. Anyway, but let's talk about warmer climes right now because I saw this story and I thought of you. The world's fastest roller coaster will soon take thrill seekers for a 3-minute ride around a massive 2.5-mile track while achieving unprecedented speeds of 155 miles per hour called Falcon's Flight The amusement ride is under development at the Six Flags Qiddiya in the Middle East, which is set to open in Saudi Arabia in 2 years. You, my friend, have gone on roller coasters all over the place. Have you ever gone anywhere close to that fast?
My fastest coaster is Top Thrill Dragster at Cedar Point, which is about 120 miles an hour.
So this is 35 miles per hour more. What are the G-forces like at that rate of speed?
It's pretty incredible. Nothing I have experienced anywhere else, obviously. Unless you're a drag racer, you can't get these kind of, or an astronaut.
And again, so this is a 2.5 mile track then. How is that typical for what roller coasters would be? Because I remember you played the game Roller Coaster Tycoon for a long time, right? I mean, you're really into coasters.
Yeah, I've ridden 131 different roller coasters.
Wow.
The list. this is a pretty long one. I don't think it's the longest, but it's 2.5 miles is it's rare to get along as well as having that speed and height. Top of Dragster, I think, is 30 seconds.
So this Falcon's Flight roller coaster, then again, opening in a couple years in Saudi Arabia, 2.5 mile track takes riders around curves, loops, and a vertical cliff into a 525-foot deep valley. How does that compare with the other 131 coasters that you've ridden on?
Yeah, again, Top Thrill, I think it's my tallest, 420.
So a good 100 feet higher. Well, they just build everything bigger in the Middle East. Sorry, Texas, but everything just seems to be bigger over there. Would you, if money was not an object and getting there was not a problem, Gerhard, how soon would you be there after this opens?
Oh, I would be there opening day and probably make a trip and visit the Ferrari World, which has, I believe, would be the second fastest coaster in the world now.
There you go. So,
well,
I knew bringing you on that you would have factoids of roller coasters that I never could compare with, because I've ridden one roller coaster in my life, and it was a wooden one, and I had a bad experience and haven't been back on since. And now I just have a nice, safe job in a studio every day.
Yeah, seems more your speed, I guess.
I suppose. Well, hey, good to catch up with you again. I don't know that I've ever had you on the year. How long has it been since college? Like, graduated in 2009, so yeah, a long time ago now. And I don't know that we've ever been on the air together, so.
Yeah, I'm surprised we never went to Kings Island in Ohio together.
Well, I chickened out with that, too, if truth be told. So, hey, Gerhard Mulliken from Pennsylvania, one of my friends from Cedarville University in Ohio back in the day. Great to get caught up with you, and sometime we're going to have to get your little guy Max on the air as well.
Sounds good. Maybe when he can form a whole sentence.
There you go. All right. Thank you much for chatting, my friend. Always appreciate the chance to get caught up.
All right. It's time for the best of the week. It's been quite a week. We started off, obviously, paying tribute all of Monday's show to our dear friend, Steve Snyder. And near the end of the week yesterday, the great interview with Jason Gray. We've had pet peeves put to music. How do you come up with the best of the week? This is our best shot.
Mikey is a logger, and it really gets his goat when people shove their tree-hugging agenda down his throat. So when your Prius strands you in 2 inches of snow, he'll tell you walking's greener, it's the only way to go.
I don't know, just an observation from the Halverson family kitchen on some food items and our different approaches to what to do. So we had some pulled pork, I don't know, within the last week, and my wife had made the comment a few days ago. She's like, oh, yeah, that just didn't agree with me. And she felt like it was too old and maybe should be tossed. And
gross.
I, nonetheless, had some yesterday for breakfast. It was good. Out of the usual beef and bean burrito. So
okay.
Looking for some other kind of meat.
Protein, and start the day.
Then, even like, I told her I'd had it. She's like, oh, how did you feel? I'm like, I felt fine. WWIB, and boy, we're Jason Gray month leading up to the March 7th concert at Northern Lakes Community Church. Jason, good morning.
Did you say Jason Gray month? Is that what you said?
I did say that.
It doesn't come from D.C., but it does come from here in the Eau Claire Chippewa area, so we've declared it officially.
That's amazing. Wow.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I should be up there right now for my month.
There you go. Come on anytime.
Well, you're going to come at the end, and we'll just have a big celebration, you know, a touchdown dance. So, anyhow.
That sounds perfect.
The CDC releasing guidelines for Super Bowl parties, including no cheering.
Can you boo?
I mean,
there's no crying in baseball, and there's no cheering at Super Bowl parties.
I know it, exactly. Fans are also advised to avoid chanting or cheering and to, quote, stomp, clap, or bring handheld noisemakers instead.
I'm just imagining a whole herd of librarians being recruited for every single Super Bowl party, and it's like, touchdown! Shh! We appreciate y'all.
Oh, that is good. And then I've got some French onion dip with me in studio because, yes, I will call it out. My daughter, Grace, was just like, she had tossed the thing away. I'm like, why? Who threw
How much
this?
Is left?
Who? A lot.
Oh.
I said, who threw this away? She said, well, it's expired and it shouldn't be that runny.
So you rescued it from
yes.
the garbage can or pail?
I rescued it from the garbage in the kitchen.
Okay.
And I do feel like I rescued it.
I've seen that happen with dips, though, where, again, it seems runny on the top, but you
yes.
stir all that in and then get some chips or some carrots or what have
then
you.
Then kind of going with the pork rind, a little dip, and there you go. So this is rescued, and it feels grateful. It feels grateful.
I'm sure it does. Rapid Fire with Jason Gray. Jason, what's your favorite place to vacation?
Oh, gosh. Let's see. I don't get to vacation very often. Some friends of mine who are well-to-do and generous invited me to go to the Bahamas next
nice.
Week. So I'm actually about to get a COVID test to make sure I can go to the Bahamas on Monday. So I'll say right now, the Bahamas.
Okay, gang, enjoying listening to you here this morning. This is a dumb, made-up, homemade joke. There was an elephant friend of mine who enjoyed traveling. But he was challenged when it came to organizational skills. So he dreaded coming home every time because he could never unpack his trunk until he got everything snorted out. All right, there you go. Sorry. Have a great day.
The elephant couldn't unpack his trunk until he got everything snorted out. Just Steve's homemade jokes were better than most people's like written and organized jokes.
Between your endless tweeting, it warms the heart to see that you still make time for bumper sticker advocacy. You say you don't like logging, but people, let's get real. Try using plastic Charmin and tell me how that feels.
Tell me how that feels.
What a week. The best
yes.
of the week. Howell's labor of love every single Friday here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Thank you for putting it all together. You never know what's going to be in
you
there.
You trust me because there's certain times there's something in there with the cheering that you kind of put this caveat. And I'm like, yeah, I'm removing that.
There you go. Oh, good times.